This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Labor Day edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Farming is such a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get, producers, if you want to lead the field. And that's why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products designed specifically for corn and soybean growers at a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get that story firsthand next week in Grand Island, Nebraska at Husker Harvest Days, 11th through the 13th, Tuesday through Thursday next week. They'll be waiting to see you at Lot 718 at Husker. Want to be number one? Get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Some consider it the last fling of summer this weekend, we're observing, and some have roared down the highway on two wheels in celebration. You could hear the engines in downtown Milwaukee yesterday as thousands of riders celebrated in the hometown of Harley-Davidson. It was their 115th anniversary parade, and more than 6,000 people rode in that parade. Some of the bikes had very interesting paint schemes, with it being Wisconsin. Yes, of course, one bike was painted like a cow. From This Week in Agribusiness, as members of Congress get back to work this week, the members of the House Senate Conference Committee on the Farm Bill, 47 of them, will meet for the first time on Wednesday. They'll make public speeches, while the heavy lifting is done by their staff members behind closed doors. Now, there is a sense of urgency as the old 2014 Farm Bill expires in less than 30 days. This Labor Day, I'm pondering service provided by workers. Much of it mediocre, and some of it very, very good. When was the last time you took time to tell someone or someone's boss how good their work is? I recall in the 22 years I served as a fire district commissioner, hiring and promoting full-time firefighters, that there were many times when we viewed letters of commendation sent in by people who had been helped by our folks in a time of need. And those letters not only gave the first responder a warm, appreciative feeling and a sense of worth on the job, in many instances those letters also boosted our evaluation of someone for a promotion on the job. This is fresh in my mind because on a Southwest Airlines flight last week, I watched the cabin crew swing into action and help a young man who collapsed in his seat. One male flight attendant specifically was superb. He responded authoritatively, but in a caring and compassionate way. I'm putting a note in his file to be sure. You can send an email. You can call. You could give a verbal thank you. I still send handwritten notes to folks. Cro-Magnon man here. You bet I sit down and write in cursive a handwritten note that I send by snail mail because nobody else does it. That's today's Midwest Digest brought to you by Brandt. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great Labor Day.